Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Dun Kestenbaum. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
Today's daf is Kuf Yud. We are a little behind, as usual. We're going to speak out a few aras on Kuf Tasim Abeis, the Agadata over there, and then move down to the bottom of Kuf Tes Amid Beis. The third thing that Bar Kapara said that a person should attach himself to is Afaras Nedarim. A person should nullify the Nedarim of his wife or his daughter. Kereb Nasan, like Reb Nasan. D'Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Reb Nasan, Aymer Hanayider Kilu Bana Bama. Someone who makes a nether is like he built a Bama. Rashi says this, of course, refers to the time where making a bama, making a private mizbeach, is aser. Vamekaimaik ilu hikriv alal carbon, and someone who keeps the nether, Rashi learns that the person doesn't go get a heter from the chacham. Ki ilu hikriv alal carbon, it's like he brought a carbon on that bama. What's the mashal comparing the darim to a person making a bama and being makriv on it a carbon? So the Ran, famous Ran in the Darim on Chaf Beis Amar Aleph, says that the idea of a person making a bama is he's adding on to the Torah. Seems like a frum cheshbin, he's going to build a mizbeach and bring a carbon on it, but nonetheless he's violating the Ratzon Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Gedarim, the rules of what is a mitzvah, what's not a mitzvah, what's considered adding to the Torah. And so to hear the person making a neder maybe looks, appears to be religious, he's adding to the Torah, but Zak Reb Nasan, that's like building a bama. He is not doing a mitzvah, the opposite, he's violating the Ratzon of Hashem. An interesting ha'ara discussion, the Birchas Avram and the Darim, is Ma'ir, this Nakuda, is it Asr to build a Bama? We know it's Asr to bring the carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, unless it's a special heter of the Bamais, it's Isr of Shrutei Chutz. However, is there a clear Isr of building the Bama? One could say that the Gemara just means that building the bama, it's wrong because it's preparing for the avera of bringing the carbon. However, Rashi over here is very clear that it's an actual avera, because Rashi writes ki ilu hikriv carbon sha'avar lav shtei averais. Rashi says he violated two averas. Sounds like from Rashi, two averas. There's an avera making the bama, and then another avera in actually bringing the carbon. Where can we find a makar for an isser of building a bama? The Birchas Avram is mitzayin. The pasuk says in Parsha Shoftim, "V'loisakim lacha matseva," don't stand up a matseva, a monument, Asher Sanei Hashem Elokecha, that Hashem your God hates. And the Rashbam over there learns that Laisakim L'cha Matseva means Lahakter B'shas Isser Abamais, to bring a carbon at the time of the Isser Abamais. And according to the Rashbam's understanding, the Matseva of this pasuk is referring to a Mizbeach, a private mizbeach in the time where the bamas are prohibited. So l'chair we have here, according to the Rashbam, a lav and a makar for building a bama. However, it's not so pasha that Rashi holds that way, because Rashi over there brings a sifri, matzeves even achas, it's a monument of one stone, lahakriv aleh, to bring a carbon on it, afil l'shamayiv, even to shamayim. And the Rabban as well writes that explanation, and he brings the reason why Hashem hates it is because this was the way of the of the Goyim, of the Avdei Avodah Zarah. The Pashtus of Rashi and the Ramban is Dafka, it was done in a Eifin of Matseva, of monument of one stone. Lechora, if a person built a Mizbeach of a number of stones, it would not be Pasha that according to Rashi, he'd be over this love of Laisakim Lecha Matseva. So Tzarech Ian, with Rashi over here, the Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, seems to understand Matseva differently than Rashi and the Ramban and the Rashbam. The Rambam writes that the Matseva, the Torah Asers, is a binyan, is a structure that everyone gathers there, and even if they're gathering to serve Hashem, because this was the Derech of Avodah Zarah. Sounds like from the Rambam, it wasn't just a private serving place of service to Hashem that that a person made as a Mizbeach or whatnot. It sounds like more of a public, of a more substantial structure that was a place of gathering for numbers of people. The Chinuch as well, in Mitzvah Taf Tzadi Gimel, brings the Rambam. He understands that way as well, that it was a big building of stones or dirt that people would gather there to serve. They would use it for their Avodah Zarah, but it's also for us to build such a structure even to serve Hashem. So it would seem, according to the Rambam, the Chinuch, clearly this would not include a Isser of building a Bama, which is done usually a private person making a Mizbeach to be Makriv a carbon. Going further on Kuf Tesam Abayz, the Gemara brings the well-known Memra of Reb Chelbo, Kashim Gerim Yisrael Kisapachas Ba'ar. Gerim converts are difficult for Klal Yisrael, like Tsaras on a person's skin. And Rashi explains what's the difficulty of Gerim. Rashi says because they're not Bikiyim, they're not knowledgeable in Diktuke Mitzvahis, in the details, in the Halachais of Mitzvahis. Ulamedim Yisrael Masayim. Other Yidden learn from their actions. That's Rashi's Pshat. Taisus and Kedushin on Ayin on the base brings down other Pshatim in this Memra. One Pshat Taisus brings, B'Shem L'Yesh Mefarshim, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns us in 24 places not to hurt a ger's feelings. V'haftem es ager, the Torah says in a number of places, we have a special mitzvah to love, to include a convert. And Taisus says, it's impossible, it's very difficult, that a person will not even accidentally violate this very special, important mitzvah, and that's why gerim are difficult for Klal Yisrael. And Taisus brings a pshat from Reb Avraham Ger, maybe not coincidentally, Reb Avraham Ger had a positive, more positive spin on this memra of Reb Chelbo. He says the exact opposite of Rashi, that Gerim generally are more medaktik, are more careful. They have enthusiasm, and they are more careful in their diktuk ha-mitzvahs. And therefore it's difficult for Klal Yisrael because it reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the averus of Klal Yisrael. Hashem sees, look at the Gerim, look at the way they're so careful, they're so zealous in the mitzvahs, and while other Yidim who are born into Yiddishkeit are not as careful and not as enthusiastic in their observance of the Torah. Going further, another one of the people that the Gemara says, Ra Chara Tavai, that bad things will happen to such a person, is somebody who's Takea Atzmai Lidvar Halacha. Somebody who plants himself, sets himself Lidvar Halacha. What does that mean? So Gemara explains, somebody who says Ein Lo Taira, which the Gemara explains that somebody who doesn't keep the Taira, doesn't keep the mitzvahs, he only learns the Taira. And Rashi explains that the person learns the Taira and doesn't keep the Taira and expects schar, expects reward for the learning of Taira. And the Gemara says, according to the first pshat, that he will not get schar, he will not even get schar for his learning of Taira. It's interesting that the Meiri over here learns a little bit differently, that we're not talking about somebody who doesn't keep the mitzvahs altogether. The Meiri says that he's mekel, he's lenient in doing the mitzvahs while or when he's learning Taira, that the person says, I'm learning Taira, and therefore, I'm not going to be Isaac in the mitzvahs. The Gemara teaches us in Ma'ay Katan, on the bottom of Tesam and Aleph, that when is a person mevatel Torah for mitzvahs? If it's a mitzvah, she'i efshar ayidei acherim, it's a mitzvah that nobody else could do. A mitzvah nobody else could do, a person has to stop learning. A mitzvah that someone else could do, so then he should continue learning. So this person doesn't follow the words of Chazal. He keeps on learning and does not stop to do a mitzvah, even though it's the efshar ayidei acherim. What's the pshat? Perhaps we could add a little bit of depth. What's the pshat in this whole idea that a person who doesn't keep the Torah, whether like Rashi or like the Meiri, that the person doesn't even get schar for his learning? Just to add a little more depth and understanding of this Gemara, I'd like to share with you a very fundamental and yisaitistic Derech Hashem in Chelek Dalet, Perek Beis, and Ice Beis, and further on through Ice Dalet, Ice Hay, that the Ramchal writes that Taira, the purpose of Taira is to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Taira is a living Taira, it's infused with Kedusha. And when a person learns the Taira, he's able to derive this Kedusha and become closer to Hashem. And this L'chora is a pshat in the Memra of Chazal, Talmud Taira Keneged Kulam. Why is Talmud Taira Keneged Kulam? Because the mitzvahs are to bring us closer to Hashem, and Chazal are teaching us that Taira has the power of the 613 mitzvahs all combined in its ability to bring us closer to Hashem. And the Ramchal continues on over there and writes that there are two conditions necessary for a person to be zocha, to derive the ashpa, the kedusha from the Taira. The two conditions are, one, he writes, is yira. A person has to have respect for the Taira and has to approach the Taira with fear, with respect. If a person learns Taira without the respect, without the appreciation, the kavod for the Taira, he will not derive the kedusha from it. And the second condition, he writes, is tikkun ha'maisa b'chaleis, that a person works on himself to perfect his character, to perfect his actions, to keep the Taira. So l'chaira, we could understand our Gemara in light of the words of the Ramchal, that a person who just learns the Taira and doesn't keep the Taira, doesn't listen to the tzivoy of the Taira, so that person's not going to be zeicha to the kedusha satira, which is the whole purpose of learning Taira, to derive kedusha and get closer to Hashem. So mela ein leischar, mela doesn't have the reward of learning Taira because he's missing the entire essence of what it means to learn Taira. If anyone wants to look, Baruch Hashem zeicha to write a sefer called Eilam HaAvaida, and over there in Perek Beis, entitled Eilam HaTaira. So over there, we're ma'arech to explain this inyan more in depth. we finally move towards the bottom of Kuf Tesem Beis, which leads into Daf Kuf Yud. As the Gemara goes into depth into the Shita of Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah, the Rabbi Gamliel says she could do Miyan, but we don't encourage her, we don't teach her to do Miyan. And if she does not do Miyan, she waits till she becomes a Gedaila, and then her older sister can go out because of the erva of Achais Isha. And the Gemara has a Shaila, has two different ways to explain the reason for Rav Gamliel. Bai minei Rav Elazar mirav. Rav Elazar asks Rav, my time with the Gamliel, what's the reason for Gamliel? Is the reason for Gamliel because he holds the Kiddushin of a Kitana is mislutali, it's hanging, it's in the air, and when she becomes a Gedaila, the Kiddushin is complete, even though the Laibal, even though he does not have Bia with her, there's no need for a new Maisa Kiddushin that could take place through a Bia. Oh, Dilmore, maybe it's because he holds a Mekadesh Achus Yevama Niftara Yevama Vahachala. It's because he holds that even a Kiddushin that's done later, after she becomes a Gedaila, even though it could be years after the time that her sister fell to Yibam, nonetheless, if he has Bia now and is Mekadesh, the sister, the younger sister, it's Mafkia the Erva, and the sister goes out because of Achais Isha. The great discussion over here is what is the first tzad, what is the first possibility in explaining Rav Gamliel, where the Gemara says that he holds Kiddush Ektana is hanging, and when she becomes a Gedaila, the Kiddushin is finished, and you don't need a Maisabiyah, you don't need a new Kiddushin. How exactly does that work? And Rashi writes that when she becomes a Gedaila, Tafsi Kiddushin Meikara, the Kiddushin is Chah retroactively. And it's revealed to us retroactively that there was never a Zika with her sister, because retroactively the Kiddushin was a complete Kiddushin, and she was an Erva of Achais Isha. This Rashi is so difficult to understand, as the Ritva and other Rishonim ask, that how could Rashi say the Kiddushin is Scha retroactively? At the time of Kiddushin, she was a Kitana. A Kitana is not able to have a Kiddushin. So how is it possible to say the Kiddushin is Scha retroactively from the time she's a Kitana? It's very, very difficult to understand this Rashi. Because of this, the Ritva and the Rashba and other Rishonim, they learn a different pshat in this Gemara. The Ritva and the Rashba compare this case to a case where a person marries a girl after Shleishim Yayim, after 30 days. Really, the Kiddushin was not Chal when she was a Kitana. The Kiddushin was only Chal when she becomes a Gedaila. However, he did the Maisa Kiddushin, the act of Kiddushin, when she was a Ktana. And just like if somebody says to a lady, I want to marry you after 30 days, the halacha is after 30 days, they are married. So to over here, when he gives the Kiddushin to a Ktana, the Kiddushin is going to be Chal. We have to say they have this in mind, that the Kiddushin is going to be Chal when she's a Gedaila. And you could do the give her the money now for the Kiddushin to be Chal later when she's a Gedaila. And the Ritva points out that according to this Mahalech, the Kiddushin is not really Chal till she becomes a Gedaila. So what does it differ between the second Mahalech, where the Gemara says that it's only after he has Bia with her there's Kiddushin, and the Gemara says and he holds that even though there was already a Zika, she already felt a Yibam. Nonetheless, her Gamliel holds that if she becomes an Erva later on, it still can knock off the girl from Yibam, and she does not require Chalitza. According to this Zakter Adva, even according to the first Tzad of the Gemara, that the Kedushin is Misli Talu, but bottom line, we're saying the Kedushin is not Chal till she's a Gdaila, not like Rashi, who learns it was Chal retroactively, and her sister was never Roy, never fell to Yibam in the first place. But according to this Mahalik, that she only was married later on, so why does the Gemara not have to come on to the Svara, to this Chiddush of Amikadish Achas Yavama Niftar Yavama Vahochala? The Gamliel holds that the Erva can be knocked off even later on, even after she fell to Yibam. So the Ritva answers that since Lamaisa, he gave her Kedushin at the time where she's a Ketana, so nonetheless, it's still not like he's marrying her for the first time. It's not like he's Mekadosh her fresh after she fell to Yibam. Because since she, at the time she fell to Yibam, there was already Kedushin that was in place, that was hanging over for the sister. And therefore, it doesn't come on to the same Chiddush of HaMekadosh Achus Yavama Niftar Yavama Vahachala. That maybe if a person did a Kedushin only after she fell to Yibam, in such a case, Rav Gamliel would hold she would still need Chalitza. This over here is really incredible. We have here the Shita of the Ritva, the Rashba, Taisa Rash, Meiri, all have a similar Mahalich in our Gemara. That the Pshat of Gamliel is that the Kedushin he gave her when she was a Ketana is Chal later on when she is a Gedaila, like a case of a person who says, Hariya Mekudeshesli La'achar Shleishim Yayim. This is a huge Chiddush, because the case of La'achar Shleishim Yayim, it's two people that are able to do a Kedushin, a Gadol, and Gedaila. However, over here, where she is a Ketana, to say that her acceptance of Kedushin could work for later on when she's a Gedaila is a tremendous Chiddush. And this Shaila is really found, Ki Yadua, in the Mishnah Lamelech, and Hilchas Ishas, Perek Dalet, Halacha Zayin, where the Mishnah Lamelech writes that Nistafakti a Mesupik by a Katan that gives a Kedushin to a Gedaila, to a regular lady, and says, Hariya Mekudeshes Li La'acha She'agdil, you are married to me after, that should be Chal, after I become a Gadol, or vice versa. A Gadol, someone who's Bar Mitzvah, tells a Ketana, Hariya Mekudeshes Li La'acha She'tigdili, that you should be married to me after you become a Gedaila. And the Mishnah Melech has a Safek whether this Kedushin would work. And the way the Mishnah Melech has the Shaila is as follows. We know the Mishnah and Kedushin and Daf Samach Gimel Amar Aleph teaches us that someone who tells a lady, a non-Jewish person who tells a lady, Hareya Mekudeshes Li La'achar She'eskayer, that you should be married to me after I convert. So the halacha is, it does not work because it's a davar shaloi balaylam. It's something that's not in the world right now. He is not fit for a Kedushin. So we could say over here, it's a davar shaloi balaylam because this katan or ketana is not fit for Kedushin. However, the Mishnah Melech says, we could be mechalek. There's a big difference in the case over there where the person's converting. It's mechusar maisa. You're missing something. Something needs to be done in order to make him into a yid. He needs geiros. And the other cases over there as well, it's mechusar maisa. But over here, there's no action that's necessary. It's only mechusar zman. It's missing time. And maybe just missing time is not considered, Zakta Mishnah Melech, a davar shaloi balaylam. And this is the shaila of the Mishnah LeMelech. And actually, Rekiv Eger, in the Mishnayos over here, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Vav, Taisus Rekiv Eger, he asks why the Mishnah Melech doesn't bring this Rashba in our Sugya. This Shaila of Ketanim doing a Kedushin for later on seems to be a Machlaikas earlier on in our Masechda on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, where Rashi says over there they could do a Kedushin for later on when they're Bar Mitzvah. And Taisus over there asks, he says, it's not shaykh such a thing for a katan to do kedushin for when he gets older. And the magia of the Mishnah Melech, there's a commentary in parentheses on the Mishnah Melech by a magia who asks that the Rashba over there on Lamed Daled Amud Aleph asks on Rashi, like Taisus does, that how could a katan do a kedushin for later on? And the Magia asks that this seems to be a stira from the Rashba of Yiran Arsugya that says that he is able to do a kedushin for a katana to when she becomes bas mitzvah. And he writes, unless we say a chilek between a katan doing a kedushin to a gedayla for the time he becomes Bar Mitzvah, versus a gadol who gives a kedushin to a ketana for after the time that she becomes Bas Mitzvah. He doesn't write the chiluk, but perhaps we could explain the chiluk is that the Iker Maisa kedushin is done from the man. Famous Ran in the Darim on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph that the whole kedushin is really the Maisa of the man. The Ran says she just allows herself to be taken by him. So perhaps if he's a gadol like an arsaga and he's doing a kedushin to a katana, so since Iker kedushin is through him, so memela could be done even for after the time she becomes a bas mitzvah. It's not considered that it's mechusar zman. It's not considered that there's an ikav here. However, in the case on Lamed Daled where it's a katan doing the kedushin as well, that's what the Rashba holds cannot work, since he's a katan who's being done through him, and he's not shayach b'chlal to do a ma'isa kedushin, and the ma'isa kedushin is his ma'isa. There, the Rashba holds it's a problem of davar shaloba la'ilam. There, he holds it's a problem. Another possibility is to say, like I saw in the Rav Kook Chidushei Aridva in footnote 185 in our sugya, where he suggests that maybe our sugya holds that according to Gamliel, Adam Makna Davar Shelo B'Olam, that the Gemara is saying this only in Gamliel Shita, that maybe Gamliel holds Adam Makna Davar Shelo B'Olam. And we could say that which the Gemara Kedushin on Daf Samach Gimel Samach Beis and Beis doesn't mention that Rav Gamliel is one of the opinions that holds Adam Makna Davar Shelo B'Olam, is because our Gemara has another tzad in Rav Gamliel that it's only later on when he does Bia that he is being Mekadesh her. Just one more Ha'ara within these Rishayim in our Sugya. The Rishayim will explain our Gemara that the tzad of the Gemara is to say that he's giving her the Kedusha now when she's a Ketana, and it'll be Chal later on when she becomes a Gedaila. Just like the Gemara says in Kedusha that if he gives her money now, he can make the Kedusha Chal in 30 days from now. The Rishayim are bothered by a problem. They don't mention the Davar Shelo B'Olam problem like we spoke about, but they're bothered by a different problem. In the case of after 30 days, so it's talking about you gave money to a gedayla, to a bas mitzvah, and she is obligated, if she doesn't go through with the kedushin, she's obligated to give back the money. And this is what the Gemara Kedushin says on Daf Nintes Amud Aleph, that af al pi shenes achlu amais, even though the money was spent already, but since there's still a shibut, since there's a debt from that money that she would owe him. So it works for Kiddushin. It's like the money is still around. However, in our case, she took the money when she's a Ketana. And the Rashba speaks out that a Ketana is not obligated to give back the money. Because the Pasuk says he brings Ki Yitin Isha Re'eyu, when a man gives to his friend to watch, Prat L'Katan. The Rashba learns out from here that a child is not obligated if they're given money, even as a loan. So Mamela, how could he marry her when she's a Gdaila? Because of the Shibud of that original money, that money's long gone because she doesn't owe him that money because she's a Ketana, and a Ketana has no Chiyuv. And the Ritva answers, the Ritva explains, it's based on Hefker Bezdin. Hefker, that the Rabbanon have the power to put this Chayv on her, even though Minaraisa, she is not obligated. The Rashba does not write clearly Hefker Bezin Hefker. He writes, since the Rabbana were misaking the Nisuin, the Rabbana were misaking the Kedushin, she's Meshubid with the Kesef of Kedushin. The Pashtas of the Rashba is also along the lines of Hefker Bezin Hefker, that the Rabbana gave power to obligate her in the money in order to create this Kiddushin. So we see from these Rishainim that come to Bavar in this issue that there is no Chiv to pay back money on a Katan, on someone under Bar or Bas Mitzvah. Yet we do find the Rush in the 13th Perek of Ksuvis Simon Zion, where he brings down Remeir HaLevi, the Baal Ma'ar. That brings a raya from the Gemara over there that a katan that borrows is obligated to pay back when he's older. And the Rush brings a machlekes about this. And la halacha, different shitas are brought in Chayshim Mishpat in Simon Reish Lamed Hey Sif Tes Vav, whether katan who borrows has to pay back. Three shitas are brought over there. One opinion says he has to pay back when he's older. One says he is pater. And one says it depends on whether it's clear he was borrowing because he needed it for his food. So there he has to pay back. Which, l'chaira, the pshat is like the Rush says over there, that the Rabbanan made a takana in order to help the child, that people should lend him money. The Rabbanan obligated him to pay back. However, if he borrowed stam, according to this shita, ein ifram imenu, you're not able to collect from him when he's a gadol. Although, according to this first shita of Remeir HaLevi, we see a child who borrows is obligated. It's possible it doesn't contradict the Rishonim here, because perhaps that chiyuv is only a chiyuv derabbanan, and there wouldn't be a shibud daraisa for a katan. Another time, we find this discussion of a child being obligated is lagabe nizikin, lagabe damages. Although the Shulchan Aruch and Chayshim Mishpah, Tav Chaf Dalet, Sif Ches, paskins a child who damages is not obligated when he's older, the Hagos HaShri in Baba Kama Pereches Simin Tes, he holds, that the child is obligated to pay back when he is older. So l'chaira, we see over here, against these Rishayim perhaps, that there is a chiyuv, there could be a chiyuv daraisa, there could be a chiyuv on a child to pay back when he's older. But once again, it's not a raya, because the Bach in Arachayim Shim Mem Gimel, he writes this could be a takanas chachamim. In order to protect the world, child shouldn't go around damaging, thinking that he's not responsible for whatever he does. The Rabbana made a takana that he has to pay back when he is older. Going further, the bottom of Kuvtesim Abayz, the Gemara brings a machlekes Rav and Shmuel by a ketana who is married in Kiddushin, the Rabbanan, who did not do Mian and she became a Gedaila. So now she has no longer the ability to do Mian. And she takes a Kiddushin, she accepts a Kiddushin from somebody else. The Shaila is whether she needs a get from the second person. Shmuel says that she needs a get from the second person. And the reason being, she's only married to the first person, Midar Abanan. And therefore, she'll need a get from the second person who gives her a Kiddushin. And Rav holds, she does not need a get. And as the Gemara establishes, Rav is talking about where the first husband had Bia with her after she became a Gedaila. Because according to Rav, we assume that when he has Bia with her, when she becomes a Gedaila, he has in mind L'shem Kiddushin in order to elevate his Kiddushin into a Kiddushin Daraisa. And the Gemara on Kuf Yudam and Aleph asks a stira from a story that happened that seems to contradict, that Rav seems to contradict himself. Because according to what we're saying now, Rav holds only if he had beer with her when she's a Gedaila, then she does not need a get from a second person. But the Gemara brings a Maisa in Narosh, in a certain place, where a man married a Ketana in a Kiddushin Darabanan. It says she became a Gedola. They placed her on a special type of bridal chair. And someone else came and grabbed her, so to say. He chapped her for Kiddushin. And Rav Brona and Rav Chananel, who were the Talmidim of Rav, were there. And they didn't require a get. And the Gemara's assumption is that a lady was only placed a Beker Saya at the time of Chuppah, before they ever lived together, before Bia. So we see that according to Rav, even in the case where she did not have Bia as a Gedaila, still Rav does not require a get from the second person that gave her a Kiddushin. So Gemara gives two answers. Rav Papa answers that in Narosh, in this particular place, they would actually have Nisuin, they would actually live together, he would have Bia with her, and afterwards, they would place her, later on, they would place her in this special chair, in the Beker Saya. And Rav Ashi gives a different answer, and that's the answer that we're going to focus on. Rav Ashi says, Hu asa shalaika hagin, lefikach asu bai shalaika hagin. He acted improperly, and therefore we act to him, so to say, improperly. And the Rabbana were mafkia the Kiddushin, meaning Rav Ashi saying that really ain't a chanami, she didn't have Bia yet, and me'ikar adin, she would have required a get from the second person, because he is marrying her in Kiddushin Daraisa, and the first Kiddushin before Bia, according to this, is only Kiddushin Darabbana. But nonetheless, since he acted improperly, the Rabbana were mafkia the Kiddushin. Before we discuss how the Rabbanan are able to uproot a Kiddushin Daraisa, first, just like to explain, what does the Gemara mean, who asa shalaika hagin? He did the wrong thing, and that's why the Rabbanan uprooted the Kiddushin. What exactly did he do wrong? We said before, in a regular case, in a regular case, Rav holds that if there was no Bia, she requires a get from the second person. So what was different in this case that Rav held that she does not require a get? So one possible pshat, the Ramban explains, that maybe we're talking about where he married her Bal Karcha. He married her against her will. And when we say against her will, doesn't mean he just stuck money into her hand and said, you are married to me, because that does not work altogether. Kiddushin needs her das. However, we're talking about a case, Zakhtar Ramban, the Gemara Ba Basra, Amim Ches, Amim Beis, Talyu V'Kaddish. For example, a man holds a gun to a lady's head and tells her, if you don't agree to marry me, I'll shoot you. So she's agreeing to the Kiddushin. but only because she wants to avoid being shot. The Gemara says that the Kiddushin is a good Kiddushin midaraisa. However, the Rabbanan came and were mafkia the Kiddushin. The Rabbanan uprooted the Kiddushin because who also shalaik hagin, lefigach also ima shalaik hagin. Exactly like our Gemara says over here. So basically, according to this pshat of the Ramban, our Gemara parallels the Gemara in Baba Basra, and it's a case of Tayu of Kaddish. The Ramban gives another pshat, and this as well is a pshat of the Rashba, that over here, once again, we're talking about a girl who's married to the first person in Kiddushin, the Rabbanan. So for someone else to come along, and we're talking about where he comes along and convinces her and chaps her away from the first husband by giving her a Kiddushin. In such a case, hu asa shalai kehagin, and the Rabbanan were mafkia the Kiddushin. When did Rav say that in a case where there's no bia, that she needs a get? That's talking about where she on her own wanted to accept Kiddushin from him. He wasn't going ahead and trying to pull her away from the first husband. In such a case where she wanted the Kiddushin, it wasn't him trying to take her away. So then Rav holds that she requires a get. Now let's discuss how exactly this afkinu works, how the Rabbanan are able to mafkia the Kiddushin, because hu asa shalai kahagin. So the Pashup shot in our Gemara, and this is the way Rashi over here learns, that this is connected to that which the Gemara says in other places, the Gemara earlier on Sadi Amid Beis, the Gemara in Ksubis, Gimel Amid Aleph, and Gittin, Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, where the Gemara has a little bit longer expression. The Gemara says, "Kol de mekadesh adaita de rabbanon mekadesh." Anyone that gets married al das de rabbanon. Vafkinu rabbanon lekedusha mine. So while our Gemara just says afkinu, in the other Gemaras it adds in, "Kol de mekadesh adaita de rabbanon mekadesh." And Taka Rashi over here explains our Gemara because his das, the one doing the Kiddushin, is al das, the Chachamim, because, like we say, Rashi brings, Kedas Meshav Yisrael, Hariyam HaKudesh Asli, B'tabasu, Kedas Meshav Yisrael, and the Rabbanan say that it should not be a Kiddushin. Now, what exactly does it mean, Kol de Mekadesh, Adaita, the Rabbanan Mekadesh? So the Pashup Shat, and this is Mefurish, in the Ritva, in Ksubis, on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, as well as the Mordechai, in Kiddushin, in Eis, Tav, Kuf, Chaf, Beis, is that this is a straight-up Tanai. This is a condition that when the person's marrying the lady, he's marrying her on condition that the Chachamim are happy, are okay with the Kiddushin, just like we find in the Gemara, in Kiddushin, a person can make a condition, Amanasha Yirtza Abba, on condition her father wants. So too, the person can make a condition on Das, the Chachamim. And very simply, if the condition is broken, because the Chachamim do not want the Kiddushin, so Memela, it's not a Kiddushin. Now, if it is a regular Tanaya condition, so what's Ravina's kasha to Ravashi? Tainich the Kaddish Bekasba, Kaddish Bibia. My, what's with a person who's Mekadesh with Bia? What's Ravina's kasha? If it's the Kiddushin's on a condition, so what's the difference if he married her with Kasef or married her with Bia? So the Ritva over there in Ksubis explains the Gemara's kasha is not that the Rabbanan would not be able to take away the Kiddushin by through the power of the Tanai of the man, but rather the Gemara is asking, how could the Rabbanan do such a thing? Are the Rabbanan going to go ahead and say that they don't want the Kiddushin and then turn that original Maisa Kiddushin, the Bia, into a Bias Znus, into a Bia of an Aveira? Now, even though when the person marries with kesef, and they uproot the kedushin of the kesef, also they're going to be all the bias of their marriage that turned out was a bias nus, because retroactively they were not married. Nonetheless, the Gemara is more troubled by the actual kedushin itself, how the Rabbanan are going to go ahead and say that kedushin. They're directly saying, by uprooting the kedushin, they're turning that bia directly into a bias znus, as opposed to the bias during the marriage, that was just memela. It wasn't as direct through the power, through the hands of the Rabbana. And on that, the Gemara answers, Shavua Rabbanan bilasa bilas nus, that ain't a chanami. The Rabbanan, if they had a good reason, like over here, they went ahead and made the bia into bia's nus, even though they're causing it to be a avera. Another pshat, the Shita brings in the name of the Ramban, over there in Ksubis on Daf Gimel, that the Gemara is saying, Bishlema by Kesef, we could assume that the person's doing it al das chachamim, because he knows that the chachamim have the power anyways to take away the kedushin by being mafgir the kesef, and they have the power of hefker bezin hefker on money. So therefore, we could assume that the person is doing it al das chachamim because he knows that the rabbanan have the power anyways to uproot the kedushin through hefker bezin hefker. But bia, where there's no concept of hefker bezin hefker, who said the person's doing it al das the chachamim? So who said that he has in mind such a tnai? So the Gemara answers, no, shavu rabbanan bilasa bilas nas, that we could assume even by bia that the person has in mind al das the chachamim. If we're ma'ayin heitev into Rashi over here, and similar in Rashi in other places, it's very hard to understand that Rashi learns that called the Mekadesh Adai to the Rabbanan Mekadesh is a simple tonight. Because Rashi over here, on Tainet the Kaddish Bekaspa, Rashi writes that the Rabbanan were mafkia the Kedushin, and they made the money into Matana, because Hefker Bezin Hefker. So it's Sarach Ian, what do we need Hefker Bezin Hefker, and the Rabbanan to make the money into a Matana, if it's just a simple tonight, it's a condition? So then the Kedushin, its Pashit, is batal because its night was not fulfilled. And also, the money would actually go back to the husband. And if one argues, well, the Chachamim didn't want to give the money back to the husband, they wanted her to keep it, then Ein Hachanami, we could say that's why we need Hefker Bezin Hefker, to give her the money. But it's Mashma from Rashi that's why it's not a Kedushin. Rashi's mashma, the reason why it's not a kedushin is because the Rabbana made the money into a matana. It's not just the side point as to who gets the money. And Rashi also never, ever clearly writes it's a tnai. Rashi just writes that the person's mekadesh, he's taila, he has in mind according to the das chachamim. Furthermore, in the Ravina's kasha of bia, Mai or Mai Kilamemar, what are you going to say by Bia? Rashi writes, Mai Hefker Bezin Ikilamemar. What Hefker Bezin Hefker can you say by Bia? Rashi doesn't explain the way we brought from the Ritva, Ramban. Rashi seems to be learned that the Gemara's problem is how are the Rabbanan able to mafkia the Bia because there's no Hefker Bezin Hefker. But again, we shouldn't need Hefker Bezin Hefker, because it's just a regular tnai. And in the Gemara's answer of Shavu Lebilas Abilas Nas, Rashi writes, Vehu B'daitam Tala. And he has in mind, according to their das. How exactly does Rashi learn the sugya? So perhaps we can suggest a pshat based on what I saw in a Sefer Chidushei Rabbeinu Ephraim Mordechai, a Masechtas Kedushin, Simid Yud Zayin, from Rav Ginsburg, Zatzal, a Rashiva in the Yeshiva Esmir, that he wants to suggest that the pshat in the sugya of kol demekadesh adaita derabbanan mekadesh is not a condition that a person's marrying her on condition the chachamim want, but rather it's in the ikar ma'isa kedushin, that when the person's doing the kedushin, he is thinking that I only want this to be a ma'isa kedushin the way the chachamim uphold, the way the chachamim look at the ma'isa. And however the chachamim want to teach, they want to define my ma'isa, my das is batal to their das. So therefore, the chachamim could come along and later and say that his ma'isa kedushin was not a ma'isa kedushin, but rather they could say it was a matana, it was a gift. The Rabbanan could say hefker bezin hefker and say that the money was a gift, not a ma'isa kedushin. And Bia, the Gemara is bothered by, what about Bia? How do the Rabbanan take the Bia and take it out of a ma'isa kedushin? And the Gemara answers, no, shavu Rabbanan bilasa bilasnas. The Rabbanan say that his ma'isa is not any more defined as a ma'isa kedushin, but rather it's defined as a biasnas. So it's not a tnai, it's not a condition, but rather it uproots the whole ma'isa kedushin, that the person's das is only a das for a ma'isa kedushin according to the way the chachamim understand. If the chachamim say that the ma'isa should be a different ma'isa, so then that's the way it is. Perhaps this is Apostle Mahalech in Shitas Rashi. Till now we've been assuming that when the Gemara says over here, Afkinu Rabbanan Kedushin Minei, it's an abridged version of that which the Gemara says in other places, called Mekadesh Adaita Rabbanan Mekadesh, Vafkinu Rabbanan Lekedushin Minei. However, Taisus over here has a suffix, and Taisus in Baal Basra, Amem Ches Amem Beis, learns this way, that Taisus holds that our Gemara is going without called the Mekadesh, Adaita Rabbanan Mekadesh. Why? Because in these two cases, where the person acted Shalaika Hagen, he didn't act the proper way, so Taisus says, you can't say that he's doing it al-das the chachavim, that such a person is marrying the lady al-das chachavim, because he's going against the ratzon chachavim by doing such a kedushin, and therefore the rabbanan were mafkia the kedushin without kol de mekadesh adaita rabbanan mekadesh. And Taisus says that which in the other gemaras where the person didn't do anything wrong at the time of kedushin, the gemara says kol de mekadesh adaita rabbanan Mekadesh v'afkin Rabbanan Kedushin Minei, because over there the Rabbanan wouldn't be mafkia the Kedushin without the fact that he's Mekadesh Adaita Rabbanan. Since he didn't do anything wrong in his Kedushin, Taisus says the Chacham wouldn't have the power to mafkia the Kedushin without the additional factor of Kol the Mekadesh Adaita Rabbanan Mekadesh. This is a big chiddush of Taisus, that we can have an Afkinu Rabbanan Lekedushin without the concept of Kol de Mekadesh Adaita Rabbanan Mekadesh. And actually seems to contradict the Gemara we learned earlier on Daf Tzadi Amud Beis. The Gemara has a whole sugya over there. If the Rabbanan have the power to be Eikir a Mitzvah, Bekum Va'aseh, and the Gemara brings a Raya from the case in Gittin, where Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that if the person is mevatel the get in front of Bezdin and doesn't follow the takanas chachamim to mevatel the get in front of the lady, that Rav Shimon Gamliel says the bittel doesn't work. So we see over here the Gemara says that the Rabbanan have the power to uproot a daraisa. The Rabbanan are saying that his bittel does not work and the get's a good get, even though midaraisa, the get should not be a good get. The bittel was a good bittel. And the Gemara over there answers, Man de Mekadesh Adaita Rabbanan Mekadesh Vafkina Rabbanan Kedusha Minei. So we see clearly over here, it's only with Kol de Mekadesh Adaita Rabbanan Mekadesh that this can work. So Taisvis in Baal Basra is actually Mashma that Ein Achinami, Rev Ashi over here that says Afkinu, and the Gemara in Baal Basra, which is Mar Bar Rav Ashi, they actually hold that the Chachamim do have the power to be Eiker a mitzvah b'kumvaseh, and they hold, like Rav Chista earlier on Peites Amud Aleph, that holds the Rabbanan do have the power to be Eiker a mitzvah b'kumvaseh. I would like to suggest that according to Taisus, it holds that we can split the Kol de Mekadesh Adaita Rabbanan Mekadesh and the Afkina Rabbanan L'Kiddush Minei, then I think that it's schwer, it's difficult to say that Taisus holds, like the Ritva, like the Mordechai, that the Kol de Mekadesh Adaita Rabbanan Mekadesh is a simple t'nai, is a simple condition. Because then it would come out that the Afkinu, without the Kol de Mekadesh Adaita Rabbanan Mekadesh, has nothing to do with the Afkinu with the Kol de Mekadesh Adaita Rabbanan Mekadesh. Because Kol de Mekadesh Adaita Rabbanan Mekadesh, the way the Ritva learns, is a t'nai, is a condition. So the Afkinu just means that through the t'nai, very simply, the Kiddushin gets undone. However, the Afkinu by itself would mean a whole new thing, a whole new power of the Chachamim, that the Chachamim uproot a Kiddushin. However, if we learn along the lines of Rev Ginsburg, that it's not a t'nai, it's not a condition, it's the person's taila, the person gives over his das to what the das Chachamim have for his maisa, so then it's fits a little bit better. There's Kol de Mekadesh Adaita Rabbanan Mekadesh v'Afkinu, meaning sometimes it's the person giving over his das that the Rabbanan have the power to teach, to define his maisa kedushin. And sometimes where hu asa shalaika again, there even without the Kol de Mekadesh Adaita Rabbanan Mekadesh, the Rabbanan have the power, still have the power on their own to go ahead and define and change his Maisa Kiddushin.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.